Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, I need Susie Jones, who's hanging out with us here in studio, to repeat her question from an hour ago when I so rudely said, I got a yes. We got to get to a yes. We'll talk about that later. What was the question again?
Shall I repeat it?
Susie knows I love her.
Shall I repeat it? It
yes.
was in light of
you know
the.
That, right?
Yeah, I do know that, and I love you too, and you smell good. I'm just saying that for all the world to hear.
I mean, that's kind of
not
a given with me, right?
David Harrigan, it's not like you smell bad.
Never once complimented my scent before.
Because is it mean to say you don't have a scent?
I'd much rather not have a scent than have a poor scent.
But Henry wears this luxurious cologne.
He does.
And I was just thinking about it when I was walking down the hallway. I was like, what does cologne do for a woman?
What does it? You tell me. Oh, this is getting juicy now. Forget about the sports tape. Tell me, what does me smelling good, what does that do for you?
Well, let's just talk about, first of all, I'm going to say, like, cologne in general can be very tricky. Because if you have too much of maybe a cheaper perfume that doesn't smell so good, like Aqua Velva or something, you know, the old days, it's repulsive. You know, it's like, it chokes you, you know. But if you have just a gentle whiff mm-hmm. of a scent that sort of, I like to say it kind of gets into your chest a little bit. You kind of feel woozy.
Wait.
Woozy?
Wait. You feel woozy?
I mean, that smells.
When it smells good or when it smells
good,
bad?
Good. I mean, like kind of warm and fuzzy, you know? You know who smelled really good? Shut up. I'm just trying to tell you about.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that turns you on like that, Susie.
Ah! I'm going to tell you something, though. I'm not named. I am embarrassed.
Come on.
I never get embarrassed.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
I am never embarrassed. Anyway, I want to tell you something. Kevin Costner was here several years ago to golf in a tournament, and we were doing So the World May Hear Gala, and he was a guest. And someone set up an interview for me to do with him, a one-on-one in person mm-hmm. at a golf course. And I sat down next to him to do the interview, and man, oh man, he had something else going on. That I couldn't dare ask him.
It was good?
It was luxurious. It was sensual. It was warm and fuzzy.
Okay.
And I was just like, I kept wanting to
Why would you be embarrassed? It's Kevin Costner.
I know, but I was like, should I have asked him, what are you wearing? Because it's smoking hot.
And why didn't you just say, did he smell good?
I don't know.
You could have asked him?
He was kind of standoffish a little bit. So,
oh, okay. He was that guy?
He was that guy. Yeah. Anyway, I think a nice cologne on a man can do wonders to encourage activity.
How much more attractive beyond what I am already does me smelling good? Does that take it to another level?
Yes. So you're attractive and you smell good.
I mean,
that's all it takes.
That's what I've been told.
I think what it does too, you can leave the room
And I'm still thinking
about
it.
She's still thinking about you because the scent is still there.
Well, I get that from Laura Oaks all the time.
Oh, yeah. Really?
She says, we can smell you down the hallway.
You're announcing your presence before you even walk in the room. People, ooh.
The king is here.
And we've talked about different smells. I think Shaletta and Geraldine Steele and I, and you've worn different fragrances. I think we can call them fragrances.
Oh, no, I got a rotation, yeah.
Yeah, Ford, right? Tom Ford?
I used to wear Tom Ford.
And now you wear House of Creed? No.
I wear Creed, but I wear some other stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's being very cloak and dagger about it. He won't tell us.
The new stuff is, I don't want to, it's pricey and I don't want to get it. I don't want to traumatize myself on the money I spent on cologne.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Creed is expensive enough.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy it. I get Jo Malone. That's the perfume
I love Jo Malone too.
Yep. And Jo Malone is very expensive, but it's also subtle.
What's your favorite Jo Malone?
Right now, I'm wearing grapefruit.
That's my favorite.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I like orange.
It's unisex.
I like orange blossom.
See, there are certain things I can't wear. I can't wear vanilla. Vanilla just, can't do it.
Yeah.
And then any orange.
Oh, you don't like orange?
Nah, okay. Not for me. No.
Okay. I mean, I just.
You don't wear cologne at all, Dave?
No.
Okay.
Ever have? Do you go out to dinner somewhere nice and put a little behind your ears?
I'll like throw on the aftershave a little bit, okay. Which has some scent, but you know that doesn't last.
No,
I'm too cheap.
Hey, from the Rochester, Eric Cole to the 507. When my husband wore Old Spice, I wanted to rip his clothes off.
Ah, nice, nice. See,
I think I need to stop for some Old Spice on the way home.
No, I'm saying, that a nice cologne, if it fits the bill and it snaps your socks, whether it's after whatever it's. That one she just said, or whoever you're wearing, if it causes a person to sort of lean in and maybe want to take a closer smell and maybe a little kiss on the neck, next thing you know, you're off to the races.
I got to be honest. I take pride in smelling good. I'm dead serious.
I get
compliments on smelling good. Now, if I don't smell good.
You're paranoid.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like it should be expected. Like, yeah.
We'll be wondering what's wrong.
Right? Do you have a bad day?
Susie and Laura call me out. They'd be like, what's your problem?
Dude,
today?
Come on. Bring it.
If you're just hanging out at home for a day, do you still put it on?
No. But who just hangs out at home?
It happens.
Some people.
I go out every day as a single guy, whether it's grocery shopping, running errands, whatever, going to gym, whatever.
Even if you're just going to the grocery store, you say, I got a cologne up here?
Well, I'll put something on after I get out of the shower. It not every single day. No, I don't wear it every single day or for every single thing. But I mean, out of every 10 days, I'm wearing cologne 8 days out of the week.
I just think I enjoy it. I mean, if the spritz,
I know
we know you enjoy.
I know there's seven.
No. I'm saying I enjoy it putting a splash on myself because it's pretty. It's nice. It gives me a good kind of.
Yeah,
I get a smile on my face.
Confidence builder, yeah. Self-esteem, baby.
Maybe I need to do it, but you say I can't buy the cheap stuff, and that's the problem for me.
Well, maybe
how much
Henry,
do I need to spend here?
Well, depends. Should I tell what I spent for my Jo Malone?
Go ahead.
Well, what do you spend on Tom Ford?
I don't do Tom Ford anymore.
I mean, all right, then Creed. What do you... Okay, so let's say it's a bottle. It's not a huge one. It's the smaller one, like 6 ounces for Jo Malone. It's $143.
I am so out.
But it's a guilty pleasure. It brings me joy. They always give me samples so I can try like Pear or Dusty Rose or all, you know, she's got 100 different fragrances. You know who wore Jo Malone that turned me onto it? No pun intended. Pat Miles wore grapefruit Jo Malone, and I was always impressed by that. So,
well, he don't even want to hear me then. I'm going to leave it at that.
Is it over 143 for a 6 ounce? Okay, must be. But can I ask?
For my birthday, let me just put it like this. For my birthday, I splurged on myself, and I bought a bottle.
This is hard, Henry. Take
don't
a breath.
Cry.
For $340.
$340 for perfume? For man perfume? Holy God. I'm out of breath. That just about choked.
Are you disgusted or impressed?
I don't know. It's a little of both.
I said I splurged on myself.
I know.
I'm not doing that all the time.
I know.
It's my birthday. Come on, it's your birthday.
How old are you now, Henry?
I'm 50.
5'0".
Yep.
And no girlfriend?
See, why you got to bring up my partner?
No girlfriend.
See, now I'm traumatized. I'm still single.
All that money on cologne and nothing for it.
Nothing for it.
Oh, hold on.
That's not what he said.
Don't.
We're
please.
Not going down that road. I think we should hit the button. We're getting into dangerous territory. And I haven't even asked you about the Timberwolves.
I believe, just to answer your question, because you asked it an hour ago, I do think that the Wolves can win this series. It's going to be a tough series. But I think that the Wolves squeak this out because they're a deeper team. I think that Anthony Edwards is going to step up. And so I got the Wolves winning this. It's going to be 6 or 7 games. It's going to go a while, but I think that they squeak this out.
Can I ask one quick follow-up?
Yep.
How many series are there in the NBA playoffs before you get to the final game?
Three?
So it's three different times you have to play best of 7.
Well, the play-in. We've got the play-in thing, right?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
I don't.
So you have played people that are trying to get into the postseason.
Okay.
So those people have to get through that into the opening rounds, and so essentially, like if you're trying to get out of the Western Conference, because there's it'll be 1 through 8. Okay.
Okay.
So you've got that the first round of matchups, and then you've got the second round of matchups. And then at that specific point, you're looking at being in the finals.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I do. I always just thought there were a lot of games.
Oh, there is. I mean, Wolves have to win 3 series before they get to the finals.
The finals are in June.
That's what I mean, right? Yeah. Right? Well, I'm putting my money on the Wolves. I think there's something else.
You
I really do.
All
yeah.
Right. All right, good luck.
Why not?
Good luck.
All right, I'm going to get off the air now.
All right, Susie.
And quit bothering you and go home down the hallway and just...
All right, keep smelling good.
You too, Jack.
All right, thanks so much. That's Susie Jones joining us here on the Chad Hartman Show. All right, coming up next, I want to get into a story that is so tragic. It's got to be... You talking about an interesting case. It's a sad one that I'm beyond intrigued as to how this entire murder case plays out in court. Wait till you hear this story. We get to that next year on the Chad Hartman Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, I want to get into this interesting case, a sad one, and I'm intrigued how this is going to play out in court. And I want you guys to bear with me because I need to read some of this very tragic story and situation to give you context as to what happened and how things played out. Okay, so I got to read a little bit of this from CBS News. An 81-year-old Ohio man has been charged with murder after allegedly shooting an Uber driver who thought she was picking up a package from the man's house. Both appear to have been victims of scam phone calls, the Clark County Sheriff's Office said in a news release. So now the Uber driver, her name is Lolitha Hall, was found shot multiple times near the home of 81-year-old William Brock's South Charleston home on March the 25th. Hall, a black woman, was taken to a hospital in Dayton where she died of her injuries. Investigators discovered that Brock had earlier, so now that's Hall, okay? She was the woman that was shot and killed. She was the Uber driver. Investigators discovered that Brock had earlier received a scam call about an incarcerated relative, which had involved threats and demands for money. So Ms. Hall is the Uber driver who was tragically shot and killed, okay? Mr. Brock received a scam call about an incarcerated relative, and it involved threats and demands for money. An unknown man told Mr. Brock over the phone that he needed to pay $12,000 to get his nephew out of jail, according to a police report. Brock told police the caller threatened to kill him and his nephew if he didn't pay the ransom, the report said. The same caller, okay, or an accomplice, later hired Hall, this is the Uber driver, using the Uber app to pick up a package from Mr. Brock's residence, according to investigators. Hall was not aware that Mr. Brock had been threatened, according to the sheriff's office. So now we have this, these scammers are calling and basically talking about ransom to Mr. Brock. But then they utilize this Uber driver and they scam her into saying, you need to go pick up this package at his home. Okay. Quote this from the sheriff's office. Ms. Hall, suffering from medical conditions and unarmed, made no threats or assaults toward Mr. Brock and made no demands other than to ask about the package she was sent to retrieve. Mr. Brock allegedly held Hall at gunpoint and demanded to know the identities of the people who had called him. Clearly, she doesn't know what's going on. He also took Hall's phone and refused to allow her to leave, officials said, adding that Brock did not try to call police at this point. Now, that's his mistake. He should have been calling the police and the authorities right away. This is vigilante stuff now that he's starting to go down that road. When Hall tried to get back into her vehicle, Brock allegedly shot her, and there was a subsequent scuffle at the door of Ms. Hall's vehicle. Brock then allegedly shot her two more times before calling 911. Brock is charged with murder, which carries a penalty of 15 years to life in prison, court records showed. Police are considering other charges. Brock pleaded not guilty, and bail was set at $200,000, court records showed. Officials are still searching for the scam callers. This is beyond a tragic situation, but this speaks to things that are happening in society right now with scammers, okay? And people that are out here, I had a topic last week about the swatting, how that should not be a thing, right? And that if they're doing it to Tom Emmer, and they're considering it being a felony, it should be considered a felony to any other citizen in the state of Minnesota.
No doubt.
It shouldn't just be for law enforcement officials or politicians. If somebody does the swatting thing, have it be a felony across the board is my take on it. This is very unfortunate. I'm gonna pay attention to this because I wonder how this is going to play out, because this 81-year-old man, just minding his own damn business, not bothering anybody, he gets scammed by the call, and now he's dealing with a situation where there's no – he didn't know what to think, right? And then he has somebody trying to retrieve something off of his porch, right? This woman, she's just an Uber driver, just doing her – and then she is scammed into having an interaction with somebody, and they end up killing her. Now, how this is going to play out in court, I would think, is that this gentleman at 81 is going to serve time for killing this woman. Because regardless of what's going on in your head, you got to understand you just can't shoot somebody like that. You just can't do it. Regardless of somebody scamming you and talking about your nephew, we want $12,000, and this woman, and in the video, and I couldn't watch the entire video. I don't know what's shown and what's not shown, but you can see, like, whether it's her camera in her vehicle, mm-hmm. where she's backing away from him, and he's got the gun to her, and she's just kind of like, whoa, 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 and then eventually we know how, at least. But this has got to be one of the more tragic stories that I've seen in some time.
Yeah, it's horribly sad.
Like, when I sent this to you, what was your first reaction?
It was, I mean, as I was reading it, and I did watch the dash cam video that was on CBS News, and it's a frightening video. As she's, you know, as you said, backing away in front of the car, moving towards the driver's side, and, you know, absolute terror on her face.
Absolutely
screaming,
terror.
Help, help, help.
Yep.
And he's got the handgun right there, you know, a couple of feet away, pointed right at her. And then, you know, as it's then off camera, and you hear pop, 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 and, you know, she's screaming, and, you know, that happened.
Terrible.
Yeah, I mean, and he continued to shoot as she was sitting in the car. And that's, you know, as horrible as it is, and you've got two people that are being scammed. They have no idea that the other is being scammed.
I know, right?
She has no idea why he is terrified of her, you know, and...
And she's probably like, I don't know what you're talking about,
yeah.
right? You would think that she's probably like, well, I'm just over here to retrieve this package. And in his mind, is something else. There's other elements to all.
Meanwhile, he's been called with you know, people demanding money, threats against his family. So he obviously assumes that this person is in on it.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, if someone's backing away, if someone is trying to get away from the situation.
You call 911 before you shoot them.
Well, you just don't shoot them at all when they're backing away. But
no, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you don't shoot them at all. But my point is, like, you should call authorities immediately.
You should. You know, if someone's at your front door, you don't have time to say, wait, hang on, I got to go call 911. You know, at that point, I can see where the man says, look, I have to take action here to protect myself, to protect my home, protect my family. But as they're backing away, as she's getting in the car, as she's clearly trying to leave the situation.
Yep.
You can't shoot somebody. That's murder.
And somebody on the text line, actually, they talked about it, too. They said there is video of the shooting, which we referenced. You know, we kind of both saw that it was attached to the article. As tragic as it sounds, the video shows that the Uber driver was backing away, screaming and trying to leave when he followed her to the car and shot her. And we did see that part. When she's backing away and then she got out of view, I just stopped it there because I know how this ends. Yep. And I said, man, I just don't want to see this anymore. But that's going to definitely be something that I will pay attention to. Man, that's a very, very tragic situation. All right, 651-461-9226. That's the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. Joining us in studio in just a couple of minutes. And after the break, Jason DeRussia, host of the Jason DeRussia Show, coming up next here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I didn't know that we had such a seductive intro here. What is this all about?
Well,
Barry White?
You know, I often provoke reactions in people that they didn't even know were possible. So, a lot of people spent a lot of years waking up with me, you know.
This is so White vibes here. Yeah.
They turn on their TV in their bedroom, and there I am. Just keep
morning.
Keeping Minnesota comfortable
in their
bedrooms.
So wait.
For years.
Who set this up? Is this like a Hartman asked you to do this?
Being on this show?
Yeah. Or did you say I'm forcing myself on this show?
This is how I got my start at WCCO Radio. 15, 18 years ago, he like reached out and asked me to come on the show. So I started guesting on his show, kind of like how he has Jamie Yukis on now and Rena.
Yeah, but to still do it.
Well, and that's, you know, that is the fair question really directed to me. Like, so I tried to quit it many, many times.
Okay.
So when I got moved,
You can't quit me.
I was doing Good Question and working the night shift over at Channel 4. So I would come in and do this bit at, you know, 1 o'clock or 1:30 or something, and then go to work. And then I got moved to the morning show.
Okay.
And with the morning show, I was getting to work at like 3:30 in the morning. And I said, Chad, like, I love being on the show. I love filling in when you're gone. Because then they hired me to be a part-time fill-in guy. And I said, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what if you called in?
There's always a what if.
Like, I tried to quit. And it always seems reasonable enough. And then 18 years later, I'm still killing a segment on his show every week.
I got you.
I started this show, and I'm drive time. I'm like, wow, I guess we're done, right? Like, the audience already has 3 hours of listening to me. They don't need another. And Chad, here I still am. I got moved. I was at 1:30. And then Jim Pete wanted to go at 1:30, right? Is that why I got moved?
Yeah, I was shifting something. That was just one day.
You got bigged up by
but
Jim
then
Pete?
Chad thought, you know, it would that's be fair. Nice for Jason to just do the 2:35 and transition.
It's convenient.
Right in.
It's like Super Show, the old days. A little bit of that. So,
I'm anti-crosstalk.
I know.
Not a big fan.
We invited you.
Well, thank you for coming, Jason.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay. I think it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of worn out as welcome in radio, to me at least.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can do it on occasion. I don't think it's something you should do every single day. And I actually, in Kansas City, when I first got there,
right.
That was a thing.
They wanted that.
Yeah, and it just like.
Like
and I
one
get it,
segment or what?
It's like the final segment.
Final segment,
like,
yeah.
When you have somebody new to the station,
yeah,
it makes sense.
Makes sense, right.
But then after they're there for like a year or two, it just doesn't make any sense anymore.
Yeah.
Especially like every day.
Do you think maybe you're just bad at it?
I just dislike it.
I see. Yeah.
I could be bad at it too.
Hard to know.
Yeah. I'll own it.
I wouldn't blame yourself. I would blame the other people.
I'll take ownership.
Yeah.
I
do think there's – so I worry sometimes where you're like, the way people listen to our show is often it's on podcast at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, is this idea of like transitioning from one show to the next, does it even really matter? It's like my show starts whenever someone clicks the podcast button. That's when it starts.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of weird.
I got you. Hey, I got a quick question for you. All right. So if you could be on a red carpet for a movie premiere and meet or have a conversation with A-list actor, actress, whatever, who would that person be? Well, let me ask you, have you ever been on a red carpet?
You know, I used to do the red carpet for the Starkey fundraiser here.
I'm not more like a big like movie thing.
Yeah, like for premiere. An actual, I've never done like a movie premiere type thing. The Starkey thing had like, it was that same vibe where like national celebrities were coming in.
Yep.
I would interview them.
Yep. The big gala.
And to be honest, like I didn't really enjoy it.
Okay.
It's not very fun.
But like, I'm not talking about you're working. I'm talking about like.
But just if I could be there to meet somebody.
So like, for instance, and
I'm trying to
totally
think like who's the most interesting.
Or you just may be just a big fan. Like, I'm a big fan of Brie Larson. Like, I'd love to meet her one day.
Right.
I'd love to meet her on a regular. Because I think about this, and I'm asking you that because I figured, like, of all people here, you probably been to, like, a Hollywood premiere or just a movie thing somewhere, right? It doesn't matter which market you're in. I once, and it was so lucky, the movie premiere of 42. I met the late, great Chadwick Boseman and Harrison Ford.
That's pretty cool.
That's one of the things I'll never forget in my life. Who's to know at the time how big that moment was going to be? But I knew, I mean, Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford. But Chadwick Boseman, what he ended up being.
Well, Harrison Ford went to my sister high school. So I went to Maine West High School in Des Plaines, Illinois. Harrison went to Maine East High School in Park Ridge, which is where my parents went. And Hillary Clinton went to Maine East High School. Mm. But Harrison Ford would be high on my list because he also worked at the same high school student radio station that I worked at when I was in high school.
Yep.
And I think that would be kind of cool. Like, do you remember that? I'm sure he remembers it, right? We all remember the dumb stuff. That we did in high school, like that would be interesting. Most of the actors, most of the big actors today, you know, I think most of them are pretty boring.
Mm.
They're like too calculated, right? Like everybody's been media coached to death, so like people don't want to say something that gets them in trouble.
I got one that would totally be real and authentic. And it's the other, and of course, Brie Larson is beautiful and all that.
Yeah,
in terms of like. Who would you actually want to sit down and have a conversation? Denzel Washington. And Denzel doesn't care. He will let you know.
Yeah,
he keeps it real.
That is cool. Yeah, it's part of why, like, do you ever watch, like, the Match Game or Password or any of these game shows they put on that have celebrities as guests? And if you watch them.
A time or two.
But if you watch them today versus watching them in the 70s, like, in the 70s, they were all, like, getting drunk, getting high, and, like, it was entertaining, right?
Yeah.
And now it's like they're not very funny. Like, I don't know. Who do you think is the most interesting celebrity, like, class of celebrities? Is it actors? Is it, like, country? Is it hip-hop?
Like, oh, it's who, definitely.
Who's
it's
the most interesting? Athletes?
No, it's definitely not athletes. Not for somebody that goes to games all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I never, ever get nervous for the most part meeting an athlete. When I meet an actor or actress or like a big time, like a music, yes.
More nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it is for me.
I get nervous with music stars. And I've met a couple. And you feel like, am I going to get quizzed about like what your your catalog or something? Like, I don't know. It's intimidating.
Yeah, no, I hear you. All right, so you got to help me with this. Is this a two-segment bit?
It can be whatever you want it to
be. Okay, so let's break. Let's come back, and we'll wrap up with Jason DeRussi here on the Chad Arman Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, it's the Lennis Construction Time Check. Time to beat the spring rains by getting 75% off installation labor on LeafGuard brand gutters. Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman. It's the Chad Hartman Show. Jason DeRussia, Drive Time with DeRussia coming up next. Already been an interesting day. I know you're going to have a very interesting show, but But man, you went to South Minneapolis earlier today.
Yeah, for the first time in a long time, I was back in what's become known as George Floyd Square, and you know it is. It's been what, 4 years almost? It's a little astonishing.
We're coming up this May when it was Memorial Day weekend in 2020, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
So not much has changed. Like if I lived
Which
over
is infuriating.
There, I'd be really mad if
you
I
own
lived
a business there. Over there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, on the one hand, and I was down there visiting a business owner. And she was saying, you know, it's you have a fair amount of tourism that comes in. People want to connect with it. It was a global moment. I think sometimes people get caught up in like, oh, they made George Floyd into a hero. It's like, well, you're sort of missing the point. It's
yep.
not that they made him a hero. It's that this event galvanized many people around the world.
For sure.
So it's not about the man. It's about the moment.
Yep.
So I understand.
And a part of our history now.
It's a part of our history. Yep. It always will be a part of this community. And you can't just live in the past. And so no one, would anyone else, or would we accept this anywhere else in the city to have sort of, you know, all like stop signs that are, well, finally have been put up, but it's
like. It's just unacceptable.
All these
the whole roundabout situation.
The roundabout, you got. The gas station that is still, it was a Super America, I think, and now it's
abandoned.
Like, what is this?
I'm glad you're bringing this. I've talked about it. It's just unacceptable. It really is.
And we can't, you know, we can't get out of our own way. And a lot of the people who weigh in most vociferously, like you look at the third precinct, like to me it's embarrassing that it's been this symbol of failure for 3.5 years, and you got the barbed wire, and you're like, what is this? If this were St. Louis Park or Golden Valley or Woodbury, like, no way. They would have knocked that thing down and started over. And sometimes you need to just knock it down. So I get it's expensive. It's more expensive to build. I think you should knock that third precinct down. And I think at 38th in Chicago, like, at Super America, you got to knock it down. Like some of this stuff, we got to knock it down and let's envision the future.
Can we get our money back on light rail? I ranted on that. Yeah. I know that it'll be a topic on
we'll
your
be
show.
Talking
I,
about
I,
it.
I want money. I want money back.
You're here.
Gosh.
I'm going to run for office and I'm going to have like LRT checks. Everybody's going to get, but everybody gets a little money back. But it'll be payable in a bus pass. So you got to, unfortunately, it's Metro Transit bugs.
It won't go to waste, at least. Just, hey, you know?
I'll
use it to go to a Gopher game.
Yeah, it'll be good. This show today is going to be crazy.
Okay, what you got?
We got Pete Stauber, who I already interviewed. A lot of people don't understand what we do here at the radio station. So a lot of people on Twitter are mad that I'm interviewing Pete Stauber. Because Pete Stauber, the congressman in Duluth, is one of four House Republicans that wants the House Judiciary Committee to investigate Mary Moriarty. And so we have a pretty spirited conversation about that. It's really good. It'll be at 4:30. He represents his view. I do my best to represent sort of a different view while being respectful. And then Liz Winstead is coming in. Liz Winstead, there's a documentary about some of her more recent work in the abortion space, and she'll be in at 3:35.
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. It's Jason DeRussia. Drive Time with DeRussia is up next. Stevie T in for me tonight. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.